What's up, everybody? The professor checking in today, dropping some knowledge and giving you the nod. I've been off for a few days, taking some time while reaching a milestone birthday, but I think it's time to get back into the fold, back to business. Here's what we have for today's geek news. Lots of superhero-type stuff today, pretty much all of it Marvel. We'll start off with a new report that television show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be getting some kind of spin-off show. While Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started off fairly slow for most viewers, you'd be kind of hard-pressed to say hasn't seriously picked up over the last two seasons and is quickly becoming one of the better shows on television. It only makes sense that Marvel would want to take that popularity and spin it off into another show. No real details just yet as to whether or not it's going to be another type of spy show or if this could go full superhero, but I'm betting we'll find out more sooner than later. Speaking of TV shows, the long-awaited and highly anticipated Daredevil TV show begins tomorrow. While there's no exact time of day released just yet by Netflix as to when it will be available, most people are speculating that it should be ready at 3 a.m. Eastern, midnight Pacific, so that everyone gets started at the same time. Netflix will be releasing all 13 episodes in one shot, so you can bet there'll be a lot of binge-watching going on. Personally, I think the show looks amazing, and will certainly be binge-watching it myself. Switching from TV to the big screen, Marvel has finally gone ahead and done the one thing for Age of Ultron that fans have truly been split on. They released a full shot of what the Vision is going to look like. While we got a brief glimpse of his face and his eyes in one of the last trailers they released, this time they've given us the full look head to toe as to what we will see on screen. If you don't mind the spoilers and want to take a look, check out the link below. Also released today was a shot of the ever-loving blue-eyed Thing from the upcoming Fantastic Four reboot. While I personally still don't have a whole lot of faith in this reboot, I will say that it appears they nailed it with the Thing this time around. It certainly doesn't look like a cheap foam suit. It looks pretty legit, as far as legit as a man made of rock can look. Again, click the link below if you want to take a spoiler peek. And as if the Vision and the Thing weren't enough for your eyes today, Fox not only confirmed that Angel will return as a character in the coming X-Men Age of Apocalypse, they also confirmed that it will indeed be actor Ben Hardy from the EastEnders, and they gave us a pair of pictures taken from behind the actor in costume. I won't say here what it looks like, but suffice to say, if you read the comics at all, you know the version of Angel will be coming for Age of Apocalypse by looking at the pictures. As you could probably guess, the link to pictures is below. And finally, the last bit of our news for today is the only non-superhero movie news we have for today. Activision came out today and announced that the latest version of Call of Duty is officially on its way, and that with it we will be returning to the immensely popular Black Ops series. Black Ops 3 is next in line, and the even better news is once again Treyarch will be at the helm. An official trailer is set to be coming on April 24th, but for now there's a teaser trailer for you, which you can find below. That's all we have for today. Thanks for checking in. We decided to try a new format out, see if it works. Let us know what you think. Until next time, class dismissed.